Hey America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we are brought to you by Noble Gold. I want to talk to you about a chart that shows you something really important, why you need to call Noble Gold during business hours, Monday through Friday. This is absolutely incredible. Now, silver is the darling mineral of the climate change mitigation movement. Well, that's a mouthful. But nonetheless, even if Donald Trump stays alive, stays out of jail, gets elected, and the Democrats can't spend their $300 million they've set aside to challenge it legally, this is still going to go on because these programs are in motion and some of them are private. Don't you, this chart we see right here, in this chart I'm looking at, from 2021 to 2024, the silver market is expected to reach a cumulative deficit. And this is by the end of the year, 759 million ounces because of the demand on silver. Is there any choice, really? Do you want to keep your money in the bank and have it in a depreciating asset, much less let that money, that dollar, a depreciating asset near collapse, actually serve as the backing for your retirement? I don't think so. I think this is really the way to go. So what you need to do is call Noble Gold, talk about your options. It was about 5 weeks ago, I ordered silver coins. I closed a deal on something. I got silver coins as a result. It ain't going into the dollar, people. I wish I could do this. I want my country to be strong. I want the dollar to be strong. But I also got to feed my family and I can't make stupid moves with my money. And I know you feel the same way. So what do? Call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. If you're seeing this in social media, you can click on the link in the description box, 877-646-5347. Well, we have a really interesting dilemma right now. How bad are things going to get? We talked in part one about the impending doom of the strike in the docks. 36 major ports on the East Coast and Gulf Coast are set to close in 2 days, affecting 50% of imports. Actually, it's 49.6. We'll round it up. 50% of imports. You know what this is going to do to prices? It's going to cost $5 billion a day. And you know who the cost will be passed on to? That's right, you. The cost will be passed on to you. So, what are you going to do? Well, again, you better call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. But we got a real issue here because there's another looming crisis that's going to spin off and be directly related to dock closures. And I honestly am not seeing anyone talk about it. Well, we're getting down to brass tacks here with this issue. I can't believe people aren't making this connection. When Biden-Harris came into the office that they're in, they immediately did things like cancel the Keystone Pipeline, drilling in Alaska. They made us an oil importer nation from terrible nations like Iran. This is just ridiculous what they've done to us. And now these imports are going to be affected. Plus, Biden basically gave away the strategic oil reserves to China. This has two big implications. Number one, our military can't sustain operations globally without the proper supply of oil. We don't have it. We don't have it. Number two, and by the way, let me just say this. As dispersed as our military is, we could find ourselves with military overseas that can't get home. And if you don't think this traitor, Biden, and his accomplice, Harris, don't have this as an objective, you haven't been paying attention these 4 years. Everything they have done is bad for you. It's bad for America. I like how she's running now. She's running against herself, hoping you'll have amnesia for the last 4 years and believe in her opportunity economy. Well, we've had the opportunity economy, the opportunity to go frickin' broke, and now we have the opportunity not to be able to defend ourselves. And with our troops dispersed throughout the world, as our enemies are increasingly inside our borders and on our borders in ways we've described before, both Canada and Mexico, who's going to defend us? Who's going to defend us? You know, I'm told that we have over 1 million Chi-Com men here of military age. No women, no kids. They can't leave the country without permission. We also know about the domestic terrorists, and we're seeing their handiwork with fentanyl. We're seeing their handiwork with the TDA and the takeover of parts of cities. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very clearly. This supply chain issue is going to multiply. And when it encompasses oil imports, since we don't produce our own oil anymore, and Harris is lying, we've never produced more oil. Well, she might be right if you're talking about 1800, but we're in deep trouble over this dock strike. And this has serious national defense implications. And people just aren't saying it. And I'll say it again. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And trust me, take the silver part of this seriously. You need to load up on silver because it's going to skyrocket in value. And I recommend getting the silver coin from Noble Gold because it could be substituted for currency when the currency isn't being accepted. There was a saying at Valley Forge about the money supply then. It was called the Continental. And we used to say as Americans, it ain't worth a Continental. In other words, something being compared to the value of paper money in America at that time, people said, forget that. Forget that. We're not going to take that. Same with the dollar. And we're seeing now foreign governments increasingly not taking the dollar. What are we going to do? That's why I'm telling you, you better get with Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. I wish I had good news. Biden and Harris want this dock strike to happen. They could declare a national emergency and nationalize the ports. So listen, I'm sorry, guys in the union, okay? But your union job is not as important as national security in the way that I've described it. And I'm not saying that I'm not rooting for you to get a fair settlement. I am. But only $2.50 an hour separates management from worker. And of course, less AI, which I totally agree with. I don't see that divide happening. I don't see that divide happening. And if Biden and Harris truly want this to happen, union management has shown they're loyal to them, despite the fact overwhelmingly union workers are going to vote for Trump. The management of unions are not, because they get sweetheart deals from this administration and that fascist relationship we have seen over and over and over. Man, I tell you, what a mess we have. I've said this years ago, and I wasn't alone. Most of my colleagues were saying this. If we continue to let immigration do what it's doing, if we continue to spend more money than we don't have, if we don't care about the character of our people, if we don't stand up to election theft, if we don't do these things, we're going to end up in a world of you-know-what someday, and that world has arrived. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. This is how you're going to stay one step ahead of the burning bridge, because right now that bridge is burning, and it's catching up to us. And I would really encourage you to share our work today, because the various segments that we're going to cover, major events, it's off the charts. I'm having a hard time prioritizing, much less selecting what I'm going to cover today, because we are on designed, controlled crises from so many different fronts. It's unbelievable, but we've got to send a clear message. Number one, before we're done with today, it'll be really clear to even the most diehard liberal, Kamala Harris cannot be allowed to become president. Number two, we're going to be brought to our knees very soon. and we're going to be made to bend the knee or face very dire consequences. And this is not hyperbole. And you need to share what people need to do to get ready. We're going to cover a lot of that here. This is a time that I could see happening 15 years ago. I just never thought it was going to happen in my lifetime. Anyway, we're back in our home studios. Good to be here. Good to be sharing with you. And we have a really important sponsor, and it ties directly into the crisis, one of the crises that's going to be created by the dock strike. And this is so bad. Most of us are so unprepared. I just heard a PSA, public service announcements by FEMA, and they said, make sure you have 72 hours of food and water. That ain't enough. That's not enough. And the people in Georgia, in Alabama, spinoff, Tennessee, certainly Florida with a recent weather catastrophe, they're going to absolutely realize the folly of that warning. Listen, they're going to bring us to our knees with regard to food. And in this presentation, part of the way they're going to do it is going to be covered here. I can't do this in one presentation. Later, we're going to be talking about how they're going to keep us from getting any oil. Yeah, and this is really going to exacerbate the problem. But the bottom line is you need to move now to be prepared. You absolutely need to move now. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, the Bible, and the Constitution for rebuild. Let's start with the food. America indeed is at a tipping point. My friends at My Patriot Supply are very, very clear. Prepare now or risk the consequences. And I do mean this sincerely. Now, a lot of people, we put out a great three-month special. And what we said was, you're never going to see these prices again. And I don't know that you will. But also, too, My Patriot Supply realized that the volume it would take in terms of money to buy 3 months supply, even with a great discount, that might be beyond a lot of people's reach. So what we need to do is bring it down and say, let's just get people through the first month. So what you need to do is secure your emergency food kit now. Now, if you can order more, you should. You go, Dave, I'm going to order a whole year. Okay, do it in 12 different orders so you get this savings. The cost of 4 weeks food is not astronomical. It's not high at all. And then you're taking another $50 off. I recommend you get as much as you can. This is your gold in the moment. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And what do you get with this? Well, you just look here and you get these containers that the food sent. You can bug out with them, and you may need to, given some of the volatility of the topics we're going to talk about today in the various segments. Also, too, rice and beans, those are staples. But you're also going to get meat. You're going to get dairy products. You're going to get stuff with carbs, which are really important when you're eating to survive. Like, for example, you'll get pancakes. You'll get desserts. You'll get snacks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lots of variety. And over 2,000 calories because you're eating to survive when you're into storable food. You've got to move with all due haste. World events are moving us to a climax and an explosion of events that will threaten your everyday living. And this is why you need to do this now. I've never been more convicted in sharing this message. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com, and free shipping. And they'll ship it out instantly. It'll come in packages that people can't recognize, but you'll have the transportable buckets if you had to bug out. Preparewithdave.com. Well, I'm sure you all are aware by now, although the mainstream media is hardly covering it, and CNN acts like it's just another minor labor dispute. Let's get down to facts. In 2 days, if something magical does not happen, and this is my urgency when I'm telling you about making sure you're prepped, in 2 days, things stop moving. 50% of all imports in America will stop. And you can't reroute a lot of this stuff through the Panama Canal and drive costs up 300 and 400%. But you can't do that if what you're shipping is perishable. And a lot of the food that we're importing is perishable. Now, let's say we can even get food to market. And that's going to be in question, as you'll see in a later broadcast we're going to do. But let's assume you could get 100% of your present domestically produced food supply to the grocery stores. You've got a real problem because medicines have a shelf life. You're going to have a medical shortage and you're going to have a food shortage. Because with the domestic production of food, if you can't get the foreign imports, it puts more pressure on the domestic part. What do you think is going to happen to the price of gas just on the spot oil market? It's going to skyrocket by Wednesday. The futures market will just explode. And I've got history on my side when I say this. If you look back at the first Gulf War, I remember filling up my gas tank, and I think it was a little over a dollar a gallon, okay? And I remember by that night, and when we went into Kuwait and then later Iraq, by that night, the gas had doubled in price. That's what's going to happen here. And what's going to happen to food if it can be shipped? Yeah, exactly. The grocery stores have 3 days of food on hand. I'm telling you, this is a disaster in the making. The dock workers look like they're going on strike. The administration actually has the power to come in and take the National Guard and take over dock duties. Although, how efficient can they be? They're not trained. Some of this stuff is highly technical, computer driven, and you got to understand how the system works. And there are always problems and glitches and malfunctions. And you need experienced people at the helm to do the job of longshoremen. It's hard. It's really a tough profession. You can't be stupid and do this job. And you might bring in someone who's National Guard and in their private life, they're an attorney, they're highly intelligent. They're going to be freaking lost on what to do. There's going to be such chaos. The supply chain is going to be impacted more than 50%. And then that strains domestic supplies. And unfortunately, Biden's policies with taxation that Kamala Harris said, I was the last person in the room. I had a say in everything that happened. That's why I should be president. That's her argument, is it not? Last person in the room. Yeah, well, that last person in the room oversaw taxation policies and the cancellation of taxation policies that were beneficial to corporations, say, I'm out of here. And this is why we're seeing like so many of the auto manufacturers going into Mexico. And this adds to inflation. I mean, I cannot stress to you how bad this is going to be. Now, CNN is reporting it's not going to be that bad. Economists say it'll last a few days and the impact on inflation will be minimal. Yeah, but you lose $5 billion a day in an economy that a lot of people say is mortally wounded already. And they're minimizing a crisis. This very well could be a big straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying where you sit, you better look at this and say, okay, I need to plan for that rainy day because that rainy day is in clear sight right now. So you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And people say, why in life would you need guns and ammo? What do you think people are going to do if they can't get food? What do you think is going to happen? And right now, you're seeing just on a regional basis, with weather conditions, how FEMA and the federal government and local resources are stretched beyond their capacity to serve the people. And there are people that are still in real trouble because we don't have the ability to service them in a crisis. What's going to happen when this crisis is nationwide? Now, if I put on my conspiracy hat, which I actually would call looking ahead and planning hat, will this make America more or less vulnerable to attack? Exactly. And if there is a food shortage, think about what they did with the vaccines. You take these vaccines or you don't work. How many people lost their jobs over that? You stop whining and you do what we tell you, or you're not going to eat. Do you understand where this is going? That's why I'm telling you. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Biden could send in the National Guard. He won't. He won't. Because it would negatively reflect on Kamala's chances to win the election, because it would expose a whole lot of other problems. Will we see a significant uptick in inflation? The answer is, of course. Dramatic. Dramatic. But will it take effect prior to the election? That's in question. And since only 30% of the people actually go to the polls and vote on election day for convenience sake and for cheating sake with the Democratic Party, I don't know that if we, let's say on October 31st, our Halloween surprise, inflation to the roof, supply chain issues, severe shortages, people can't get their insulin. I could go on and on and on with this. It may or may not be felt. If I were Biden Harris, you know what I'd be doing right now? I'd be telling these people, you sit down and solve this. I'm giving you until this date, or we're going to solve it at the federal level, and we'll call this a national emergency. It's what Roosevelt did with the mining workers in World War II in places like West Virginia, where they were being treated badly. They were being paid bad wages, and they were working in unsafe conditions. And Roosevelt said, screw you. We're at war, and that's more important than your lifestyle. And he forcibly ended the strike. Well, I can't believe it, I'd even say this, but I'm telling you right now, if we go into an economic decline because of this, we won't be able to insert forces into the Middle East because our strategic oil reserves are at a 40-year low. China will have a green light to invade Taiwan. North Korea will have a green light to invade South Korea and possibly Japan. China may even go into Vietnam. Listen, this can't get any worse. We're sitting on the edge of economic Armageddon. I've warned about this now four times here in this venue. And I really thought there was a chance that this would be solved at the midnight hour. And I thought, if no other reason, don't take a chance with the election, Biden Harris. Because let's say in 2 weeks, inflation goes to the moon, she's done. But I also believe if that happens, we'll get martial law declared and we won't have an election. People, everything is on the table now. You know, I talk to my family members a lot. We just spend a lot of time with family. And you can see in their thinking, the old paradigms are in effect. Well, the UN treaty for world government will never go through because the Senate, 2/3 of them, will never approve it. And I said, yeah, unless they do away with the filibuster between now and whenever. That's one. Number two, if this administration will even respect the Senate and won't just unilaterally declare this is it, it's an agreement, not a treaty, not your purview. And people are thinking in the old paradigms along these lines. The government would never, ever use food against you. Well, if you truly believe these people are satanic Bolshevik communists, or just Bolshevik communists, or just communists, or maybe just socialists, I have a long history of doing stuff like this. They can't take care of you. And honestly, they don't want to take care of you. You need to be prepped. And I will tell you this right now. This comes from advice from economists who are speaking. Things could get so bad with civil unrest that you better have three or four neighbors that are armed, and you'll work in alliance with each other. And this is coming from some of the top economists. I'm hearing them say things like this: prepare your community. Some are more specific, like I just was. This is by design, people. And I got to be honest with you. These people could give two, you know what, if Kamala Harris becomes president, but they are determined to control you. And many of the items that will follow this today are future segments of the day. They're going to point to this. This is all about power and control. Power and control. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And that task of freeing America is really in crisis right now. And I'm just going to speak to you directly from the heart, and then I'm going to give you some prima facie evidence to back up what I'm saying. This started 7 weeks ago, and I had sat on it for about 3 weeks. I had talked about it before 6 months ago, and I thought there's no way this will ever happen. 7 weeks ago, I realized it was going to happen. And so I did a presentation. I republished it yesterday, and it was to doing with the Summit of the Future. And it's the end of America on paper, and then the implementation comes. And this administration we're suffering under is doing their best to make this happen. What I want to do in a series of presentations is to read to you some snippets from the Summit of the Future so you can fully realize what this criminal administration is signing you into. I mean, this truly is the end of America. It's not rhetoric. It's not Kamala gets elected. It's all over. This makes it all over. I thought after eight people in Congress got on the steps on the Hill and did a 25-minute press conference covered by Forbes and nobody else, I thought this would spread like wildfire in the alternative media, and it's not. People are consumed with the safety of President Trump, as am I. But this issue cannot be ignored. We got to find the space to deal with both issues at the same time, because losing Trump would be catastrophic, and losing this will be the end of America. And I'm not placing a weight on either one. To me, they're equally important. But I'd like to go through this with you so you can clearly see how big the danger is. And there are things we can do. I talked a little bit about solutions yesterday, and you know that's my big thing right now. And I'm not going to bring you something every time that's a problem and say, I have the answer. I might not, but I promise you I'm working on it. Unlike, I'm telling you, the disinfo agents that have penetrated the alternative media, and they're just trying to depress you to the point where you feel hopeless. And that's just not in my nature. You're down 20 points going into the fourth quarter. I still believe we can win. And that's about where we are. We're down 20 going into the fourth quarter. It's a serious, serious deficit that we're in. We should never have walked away from the 2020 election. I know I'm speaking in hindsight, but we should never have walked away from that. We should have shut this country down and demanded justice. And that may have empowered Trump to bring in the military to seize the voting machines, to review the films that were given to Dinesh D'Souza and 2,000 Mules, and to declare that election null and void. But we didn't do enough. And I hope that one day we don't look back and say, that was our critical mistake. This is where we really lost America. And we've lost America to the point where I don't think people understand what I'm saying. We have gone through a coup. We have been conquered. You and I are the counter coup. We're trying to get our country back. This is why they're criminalizing free speech, misinfo, disinfo, and malinformation. You know what that is, malinformation? You know what that is? That's, you're right about what you say, but you're undermining faith in government and business, and we have to put you in jail now. It's DHS. It's going to be enacted when Kamala goes into power, and you get the designation of domestic terrorist as a result. And I've read it to you. I've shown you what it is. And this will give them the authority under the NDAA and enemy combatant status that they can put you in prison, a FEMA camp, a death camp, a concentration camp, an extermination camp with no due process. I think they'll try to do it under the guise of a pandemic to lessen the resistance, but nonetheless. Anyway, we're going to get into it here, and I'm going to read some excerpts, but I'm going to break it up into segments over the next few days. And the reason I'm going to do that is simply because of the fact that we, I think, can only comprehend so much at a time. That's not an insult to anyone's intelligence, but this information is overwhelming. There's 148 overarching points. I've chosen in here, as I look at this, probably about 16 to 18 of these to go over, because they'll give you the definite feel and flair and how all-encompassing this is and how devastating it is. And I'm not even covering the sustainable developmental goals, which will go along with it. And I'm going to give you the bottom line. If you enjoy fear-mongering that's fact-based, here's the bottom line. They're declaring war on carbon. Callous fart. Carbon. You're a carbon being. Read between the lines. We're brought to you by the Nanosoma Spray. I know I'm going to have to be in the best shape I can be in. I know I'm going to have to really be tough. I'm going to have to train, prep, and pray. And I got this spray on my side. It brought me back from death's doorstep. It sent my lifestyle back 25 years. It rejuvenated me. And I'm going to need it to keep going, because I know what's coming is not going to be easy. I mean, we could really end up in a civil war. I certainly don't want to see that, but everyone says it's coming to this. And all the economists say there's no way out. The left is not going to leave office. If we keep Donald Trump alive and win, we've just begun the fight. Donald Trump's election only gives us a foothold, and it's all hands on deck. You're going to be the healthiest you got to be. You got something going on with you? Something your immune system has failed you on? You need to get the Nanosoma Spray. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let me be crystal clear. This doesn't cure anything, but the immune system bump you're going to get is unprecedented. And I've gone over it. If you go to that site, you'll see the description of the product. And I won't be happy until everyone in America is on this. I want my healthpack.com/Dave Hodges. This has been kind of a monumental task going through these documents. I'm going to hit organizational structure in this part to show you when we say loss of American sovereignty. It's not kidding. People wrote in very skeptical. It's okay to be skeptical, but don't remain ignorant when the facts show you that your skepticism is unfounded. And what I mean by that is just saying, oh, this will never go. We can never give up our sovereignty. We're signing an agreement in 3 days that does exactly what this says. This administration is raising your taxes to pay for the commitments that are going to be demanded from this. And we'll be covering that over time. All right, let's go to item number 3 here. And this was their first draft that they later adopted into policy. This is overarching policy. I want you to read this with me. Okay? This is what will start to take the skepticism away. The challenges we face far exceed the capacity of any single state to manage alone. So in other words, we've got to act cooperatively among governments. Okay, well, cooperation's good. How far are they going to take it? At what level will the cooperation be enforced? This is where we'll end up going. The risks threaten the well-being of present and future generations and the welfare of our planet, while the advances may benefit only a few. So right there, they're telling it, well, it's only a few that are benefiting, and what's the implied unstated comment that will be stated later? We've got to redistribute the wealth because everyone has to benefit. Going down here to paragraph number five. We believe that there is a path to a better future for all of humanity. We are committed to meaningful change to global governance. I don't have to go any farther. I could stop right here and say the minute we put our name on this, we're agreeing to global governance is supreme to the United States. Global governance means global government. Goes on to say, we commit to ensure the whole world, especially the most vulnerable, are ready for the vastly more complex challenges to come. And of course, they're going to hit us with a climate scam. Everything is indirectly or directly related to this. We also commit to deliver on our existing commitments. We will re-earn the trust of the people. Gee, you mean they admit they lost it? And they want effective international cooperation. And the operative term here was global governance. Yeah, let's go to what's next. Paragraph seven. To achieve this, we reaffirm our commitment to the Charter of the United Nations and international law. We also reaffirm the three pillars of the UN: development, peace, security, and human rights are interlinked and mutually reinforcing. We further reaffirm that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, and especially extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and is indispensable requirement for sustainable development. Folks, they're leading up to redistribution of wealth to poor countries. So let's go to number eight. Every commitment in this pact is guided by principles of human rights and gender equality, and that includes transgender men in women's sports. We reaffirm the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and fundamental freedoms enshrined therein. This is why you never hear me use the term human rights. It's from the UN. We have civil liberties and constitutional rights. Big differences you're going to see. Okay, and they go through all these flowery language here. But where it really gets my attention here is this. We commit to stepping up our efforts to fight against racism, and much racism is contrived. Okay. They make this crap up and exaggerate it. We commit to stepping up our efforts to fight against racism, all forms of discrimination. Keyword, xenophobia. Fear of foreigners, fear of interlopers crossing your border. And they follow that with the term related intolerance. Now, I want to take you to a current event, and I published the billboard that's going up across the country by our Federal Bureau of Gestapo. They are saying if you see a hate crime, this is the intolerance, call 1-800 FBI or tips at FBI.gov, whatever it was. And this was in response to they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Well, they're also eating the horses in Miami-Dade County. Yeah, we covered that today. We showed you a news clip on this. But if I say this under this agreement, I am guilty of a crime. This is hate speech. This is what they're leading towards right here. Okay, let's go to the last sentence there was good. Okay, so number eight, number nine. Human rights can never be fully upheld unless they're enjoyed by women and girls. Conflicts will not be resolved. Sustainable development will not be attained without full, equal, meaningful participation of women at all levels. Well, excuse me. Where are the 352,000 migrant children that we know have been sex trafficked, organ trafficked, and the majority of them are females? Where's your declaration for protecting the women there? This is a scary phrase. Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, accelerating action to achieve gender equality. I'm telling you right now, folks, it's transgender males beating up female boxers like we saw in the Olympics. This is unbelievable. Let's go to number nine. You've done, and next on the list would be number 12. All right, here we go. Climate scam. And this, see, people say, why isn't Trump speaking out on this? He does. And he can't come out and say it's a globalist conspiracy to take away America. Do you know what the media would do to him? But what he is doing is he takes on these things one at a time. He's covered the majority of these issues, but he's smart enough not to let it look like he's responding to a conspiracy. All right, number 12. Environmental crisis pose the most pressing and serious threats to sustainability over the planet and the well-being of future inhabitants, and have disproportionate effects on developing countries, and will redouble the effort to implement our commitments to the United Nations intergovernmental agreements. All right, this sets up wealth redistribution. First world countries, and we've discussed this. I went this back on YouTube. I talked about this because they were talking about it 7, 8 years ago. What they are going to do is jack your taxes up to the point where they'll take that money and see people say, why does Kamala want to tax unrealized income? Why do they want to raise taxes for everything? Capital gains, income tax, everything's going up. Why? Why? We can't take that. I mean, the inflation's killing us. And these taxes will push most people over the edge because they have to pay it to the United Nations. The United Nations demanded that all countries demand a 20%, 21% corporate tax. And a lot of that goes to the will go to the UN to fund this BS climate scam, which is not backed by cohesive research, doesn't stand to weather analysis covering decades and centuries and comparing weather patterns. They take individual weather extreme events that have happened since the dawn of time and say, see, climate change. Too cold, climate change. Too hot, climate change. Tornado, climate change. Hurricane, climate change. And their data is BS, but they're going to redistribute the wealth. If you don't think so, just look at this again. Disproportionately affects the poorer countries. That's not true. If climate change was bad, it's going to be bad for everybody on the planet. This is just a way to basically impoverish the world, get you dependent on them, the they, them, and those that run things. And you'll be begging for food. You'll be begging for sustenance. You won't be able to stand up and say, no, I'm not going along with you on that. And they'll be able to enact every demonic, satanic program because they're going to bankrupt the world. The third world's already bankrupt. They want to further bankrupt everybody else through redistribution of wealth, which most of it will go to them. Will go to them. It'll be like a charity that the money doesn't reach the intended people. Go down here to paragraph 17. Through the steps set out in this pact, the vision of the multilateral system that is more effective, more trusted, more inclusive, and better equipped for the challenges, opportunities, and capacities of the present and the future. As such, we reaffirm the intergovernmental character of the United Nations. Intergovernmental. In other words, everything is about loss of sovereignty. They want to ensure that a diverse range of actors beyond states contribute to address global challenges. We commit to reforming the intergovernmental organs of the United Nations, including the Security Council, so they can deliver mandates in a changing world. So the Security Council will be like executive orders of the president. I command you to do X and to strengthen human rights pillar, blah, 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 flowery language. Just they're telling you, we don't care what your government says. We're telling your government what you're going to do. Okay, now here we go. We will pursue more equitable and effective global economic governance. Equitable. That would be socialism, people. That's a synonym for socialism. Finally, we'll foster peaceful and sustainable uses of outer space. So they're going to carry their BS out to the universe with increasing international cooperation. Let's see. Somewhere in here. Nope, I didn't read the CBDC here, but we will hit that in the series. All right, let's go to paragraph 38. We'll cover sustainable development separately, and it's a doozy, people. All right, let's go down to 38. You can see it's filed under financing for development of this new world order. We are deeply concerned by the increase of the estimated sustainable developmental goals financing gap, and we recognize that a step change is needed in the quantity and quality of development finance to meet the goals. There'll come a time when you won't have to worry about tax increases, because if you're locked into CBDC, they'll just take what they need. That's a fact. But up until that time, are you seeing now why the little bit of glimpse we get into Kamala's policies, and this is why she can't answer questions. Not only is she cognitively incapable, but even if she was cognitively capable, she doesn't dare tell you, I'm going to take as much of your money from you as I possibly can. And the real reason is because we're going to be part of a world body and we're going to be paying tax to them, and it's exorbitant because they're saying that fixing the climate scam is out of control cost-wise. So we got to tax the living hell out of you for this imaginary problem. And it's just a way to take the wealth from you to them. A little will go to the third world and they'll champion it, but most of it will go in their pockets. This is when trickle down doesn't trickle. And let's go to 53 and we'll stop here. International peace and security. All right. We express our grave concern at the continuous and progressive erosion of international norms in the field of arms regulation, non-proliferation, and disarmament. We commit to pursuing agreements on disarmament and regulation of arms to benefit the well-being and security of humanity and reduce unnecessary suffering by a diversion of resources to armaments. Okay, the last thing clearly addresses the military-industrial complex. I'm fine with that, but I want you to look right here. We commit to pursuing agreements and the regulation of arms. That includes your guns. And Kamala Harris, have you seen the clip when she's Attorney General? And she said, that won't keep us from coming into your house, law-abiding citizens' homes, to make sure you're maintaining your guns properly and without a warrant. This is gun confiscation, people. It's flowery language. You have to learn to understand these people. I guess I'm fortunate in one sense because I have spent so much time going through this. Let's do a couple more because they're related. Let's go down to 67. Okay, we reaffirm the importance of providing adequate, sustainable, flexible, and predictable financing to build peacekeeping efforts. Your military, but we found this in Bosnia. Okay, in the Bosnian conflict, the UN became involved. Our forces had to take orders from the UN. And you remember, I forget the guy's name now, but he was a soldier that wouldn't wear the UN blue beret. They got court-martialed over it. Okay, it says, in particular, you have to give to the peace building fund. Any excuse they can make up to empty your pocket into their pocket, they're doing. Now, we welcome the decision to establish the peace building account as a modality of financing the peace building fund and to approve 50 million United States dollars of assessed contributions to fund the account starting January 1st of next year. All right, there you go. I tell you right now, folks, this is Chinese wearing blue helmets in America. Let's go to the next one here, which is number 73. We reaffirm that enforcement action to maintain or restore international peace and security authorized by the Security Council under Chapter 7 of the Charter and carried out by regional organizations or arrangements or other multinational coalitions should be better supported where needed by adequate, predictable, and sustainable financing, including the United States assessed contributions. I want you to look at this phrase right here, United Nations assessed contributions. Yes, I missed my calling. Maybe I should have been a lawyer. People tell me that all the time. But folks, when you taught what I taught, you had to have an eye for detail. And this is detail that just jumped and screamed at me that I had to talk about this. United Nations assessed contributions. They're telling your nation that you owe us this much money for this particular fund. And the nation then is obligated to go take it from you. You don't think right now you pay what state, local, federal tax, right? Soon you'll be paying state, local, federal, and global tax. Well, there's a whole lot more to this, people, that you're not going to like. But I wanted to hit the overarching part of this where it's global governance and it's going to be very costly for you. It's going to impoverish you. It's basically, I believe, could put us in third world economic status. In fact, the whole world will be in third world economic status. And this is how they'll get you eventually into the stack and pack cities. You won't be able to maintain your home. You won't be able to afford the property taxes. You're not going to be able to afford the food because inflation's not going to stop. And you're just not going to be able to keep up. So what are they going to do? Come and live in our city. We have homes prepared for you. We'll forgive your debts. You'll be on digital currency, and you have to spend it all by the end of the month. So there's no intergenerational transmission of wealth. There's no inheritance. And you're like a dog. Every generation of a dog starts over, and they have to learn the lessons that was learned before them by their fathers and grandfathers, but they don't have any sustainable history. They can't pass on dog bones to the next generation. The same thing is true here. This is permanent impoverishment. It's feudalism at its worst, and there's no escape because it's global. And the feudalism that you carried over into the monarchies and so forth, which led to a lot of the settlement in the United States by really what were true refugees for freedom, they could run to the West. They could run to North America. There ain't going to be nowhere to run. Now, I think when the purge starts next year, if Kamala gets in, you might be able to go to a country and stay one step ahead of the burning bridge, but I don't think it's going to be a permanent answer. It's a temporary solution. And I don't say that you shouldn't do it. It's just not going to be one thing you can do to stay out of their clutches. And they are going to purge anyone who disagrees with them. No one's voting on this. This is dictatorship material. It's global elitists that want what you have, and they're going to demand compliance or else. Lot to think about. We'll have more on this on the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we have real problems. We have solutions as best we can. And it's popular because of that. And we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. What's the solution here, ladies and gentlemen? Number one, we're taking the first step, and that's awareness. Number two, I said this yesterday and I'll repeat it. The reason they want the filibuster, and everyone says, what's this filibuster stuff about? Why are they worried about that when this other more important stuff is going on? Because the filibuster will allow the Senate to pass this agreement by a simple majority, which they have right now. Kamala Harris would be the tie-breaking vote if it went along party lines. If you have a filibuster, it takes 60 votes. They'll never get it. They're going to first try to declare this to be an agreement. There'll be a big fight. The Supreme Court may say, no, this is a treaty. You have to go through the legislative process. And that's why they're after the filibuster. This is also why they want to change the court. Is this beginning to make sense to you now? Do you see the dots connecting on the wall? We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.